Hello, it is time to read from the Sioux City Journal for today, Saturday, June 11th, 2022. My name is John Reif, and I'll be bringing you the news today. Here's a look at what we'll be reading. We'll start with the weather, then do the mini editorial, then do the front page for those stories, then the inside pages for more local stories. At the 20-minute mark, we'll do the opinion page and letters to the editor. At the 30-minute mark, the obituaries. And then we'll have some sports and some feature stories as time allows, wrapping up with Dear Abby and the weather once more. Partly sunny with a thunderstorm is the forecast for today. High of 86 degrees, wind southwest at 7 to 14 miles per hour. Tonight, a couple of late-night thunderstorms, a low down to 65 and wind southeast at 4 to 8. On Sunday, humid with some sun, high reaching 90 degrees and winds east-southeast at 6 to 12 miles per hour. On Monday, breezy and hot with some sun, a high all the way up to 97 degrees, wind south-southeast at 12 to 25 miles per hour. On Monday night, low down to 77 degrees, and then hot with thunderstorms at night on Tuesday, a high of 93 degrees and wind south-southwest at 10 to 20. Tuesday night's low of 62 under mostly cloudy skies and a mostly sunny, under partly cloudy skies and then mostly sunny on Wednesday, not quite as hot, and a high of 83 degrees on Wednesday, and winds out of the north, out of the west at 7 to 14 miles per hour. Taking a look now at the mini editorial today is from Bob Scott, the mayor of Sioux City, and it reads as follows. In response to a mini editorial on the city's new speed kiosks, which ran on A1 of the Journal Wednesday, please note the crash history for the Hamilton Boulevard corridor. There have been 79 accidents in the corridor since 2018. Cameras do have an impact of slowing traffic. It is the City Council's intent to place the kiosks in areas where speeding is a problem. We have reduced the fines significantly, so collecting money is certainly not the focus. Again, that from Bob Scott, the Sioux City Mayor. Top story on the front page, 1-6 or January 6th panel says Trump refused to go. Donald Trump was told the same thing over and over by his campaign team, the data crunchers, and a steady stream of lawyers, investigators, and inner circle allies. There was no voting fraud that could have tipped the 2020 presidential election. But in the 8 weeks after losing to Joe Biden, the defeated Trump publicly, privately, and relentlessly pushed his false claims of a rigged 2020 election and intensified an extraordinary scheme to overturn Biden's victory. When all else failed in his effort to stay in power, Trump beckoned thousands of his supporters to Washington on January 6, 2021, where extremist groups led the deadly Capitol siege. The scale and virulence of that scheme began to take shape at the opening House hearing investigating the attack. When the panel resumes Monday, it will delve into its findings that Trump and his advisors knew early on that he had in fact lost the election, but engaged in a quote-unquote massive effort to spread false information to convince the public otherwise. Biden spoke of the importance of the committee's investigation in remarks Friday in Los Angeles. Quote, the insurrection on January 6th was one of the darkest chapters in our nation's history, a brutal assault on our democracy, end quote, the president said. Americans, he said, must, quote, understand what truly happened and to understand what the same forces that led to January 6th remain at work today, end quote. The House panel investigating the attack on the Capitol is prepared next week to reveal more details and testimony about its assessment that Trump was made well aware of his election loss. With testimony from some 1,000 interviews and 140,000 documents over the year-long probe, it will lay out how Trump was told repeatedly that there were no hidden ballots, rigged voting machines, or support for his other outlandish claims. Nevertheless, Trump refused to accept defeat, and his desperate attempt to cling to the presidency resulted in the most violent domestic attack on the Capitol in history. Quote, over multiple months, Donald Trump oversaw and coordinated a sophisticated 7-part plan to overturn the presidential election and prevent the transfer of presidential power. End quote. Representative Liz Cheney, Republican from Wyoming, told the hearing Thursday night. Continuing her quote, Trump's intention was to remain president of the United States, end quote, she said. On Wednesday, the panel will hear testimony from the highest levels of the Trump-era Department of Justice, Acting Attorney General Jeffrey Rosen, his top deputy Richard Donahue, and Stephen Engel, the former head of the department's Office of Legal Counsel, according to a person familiar with the situation and granted anonymity to discuss their appearances. The testimony from the three former Justice Department officials is expected to center on a chaotic stretch in the final weeks of the administration when Trump openly weighed the idea of replacing Rosen with a lower-ranking official, Jeffrey Clark, who is seen as more willing to champion in court the president's false claims of voter fraud. The situation came to a head in an hours-long meeting at the White House on January 3, 2021, attended by Rosen, Donahue, Engel, and Clark, when top Justice Department officials and White House lawyers told Trump they would resign if he went ahead with his plan to replace Rosen. The president ultimately let Rosen finish out the administration as acting attorney general. Thursday, we'll turn to Trump's remarkable efforts to press Vice President Mike Pence to refuse to count electoral votes on January 6th, a scheme proposed at the White House by an outside lawyer, John Eastman. During the insurrection, rioters prowled the halls of the Capitol shouting, "Hang Mike Pence," when the vice president refused Trump's plan to overturn the 2020 election. Ken Sicknick, whose brother, Capitol Police Officer Brian Sicknick, died after suffering a stroke defending the Capitol, said Friday on CNN, quote, "I'd like to see the truth come out," end quote. He said while the family received countless condolences after his brother died, including from the vice president, quote, "Not one tweet, not one note, not one card, nothing," end quote, from Trump. Quoting again, "because he knows he's the cause of the whole thing," end quote. The hearings may not change Americans' views on the Capitol attack, but the panel's investigation is intended to stand as its public record and could result in referrals for prosecution. With Trump considering another White House run, the committee's final report aims to account for the most violent attack on the Capitol since 1814. Early Friday, Trump responded on his social media site decrying the, quote, "witch hunt," end quote, even as he fully acknowledged he refused to accept defeat. Quote, "Many people spoke to me about the election results, both pro and con, but I never wavered one bit," end quote, he said, pushing his false claim of a stolen election. Trump declared that January 6th, quote, "represented the greatest movement in the history of our country," end quote. The start of the month-long hearings opened Thursday in prime time with the panel laying the blame for the insurrection squarely on Trump, saying the assault was not spontaneous, but, quote, "an attempted coup," end quote, and a direct result of the defeated president's effort to overturn the 2020 election. It shows an inset picture on page A5 of members of the House Select Committee investigating the January 6th attack on the U.S. Capitol as they are seated Thursday night as the committee holds its first public hearing to reveal the findings of a year-long investigation at the Capitol in Washington. Next story on the front page regarding the 2022 VNEA World 8-Ball Championship, and the title is Pocketing a Championship, a Sioux City team wins top prize at billiards tournament in Vegas. This is by Owen Ziliak and Dateline Sioux City. A small crowd watched in silence as Chad Schlumbaum lined up his shot to complete Loose Change's 2022 VNEA World 8-Ball Championship run in Las Vegas last weekend. Sporting a pair of electric blue billiards gloves, Schlumblom slid his cue between his fingers before striking the cue ball, sending the black eight ball spinning into the corner pocket. The shot earned Schlumblom and his Sioux City team its first Open Championship ever and first top three finish at the tournament since 2006 when they placed third. Team members Larry Pereira, Jesse Klein Hesselink, Nick Falk, Tyson Hodgins, and Schlumblom exchanged fist bumps and handshakes with their opponent before celebrating. A local billiards team that competes through the River City Amusement Pool League, Loose Change, conquered a bracket that consisted of over 300 teams from across the globe. Groups from across Canada, Portugal, Spain, New Zealand, and the Bahamas traveled to Las Vegas to compete. The nationally televised tournament was held at Westgate Hotel and Casino. Playing 13 matches in 4 days, the team was awarded $10,000 for their top finish. Klein Hesselink expressed his gratitude for those who tuned in. Quote, "The support we had, everyone watching the team, it was pretty awesome. They kept in contact with us during the match," end quote. Their expectations going into the tournament, nothing less than victory. Quote, "We had a well-rounded team overall," end quote, said Ace Lighting, director of the Ace River City Amusement Pool League. Quote, "When they submitted their team, I said, oh, I thought they had an amazingly good chance to go deep into the tournament," end quote. Their triumph did not come without drama. Despite going undefeated on the way to the final round, Loose Change dropped its first game in a best-of-three series to Bourbon Sippers, a team from Canton, Ohio, by 1 point. Quote, "Some of them didn't sleep," end quote, said Pereira with a laugh. Quote, "Even losing that, I think we all presumed we were going to win," Falk added, quoting again, "We figured that we would come back and beat them," end quote. Schlumblom believes the loss even fueled the team's victory. Quote, "We felt determined to come back and win it all after that," end quote. The team won by 30 points in their second game and went up 39 points in the third, mathematically eliminating their opponents to seal the championship. Schlumblom wasn't even aware that his shot gave them the victory. Quote, "I didn't know that we had won it when I made the eight ball," he said. "I just did my job," end quote. For the players, it was the end of a weeks-long ordeal. To qualify, the team had to play in local sanctioned leagues before heading to Vegas. The specific tournament the team played in was the regular tier, intended for everyday but non-professional players. Being the world champions in that tier forces the team to move up to the intermediate tier the next year. The next tier is Master, which is the highest in the tournament. In a lot of the local associations, these guys are all Master or intermediate players already, so it's nothing that they're not used to, Lighting said. When asked if they were ready for next year's tournament, Loose Change team members didn't mince words. Oh yeah, definitely. In an inset picture on the front page, it shows members of Loose Change standing around a pool table with their trophies on top of it. They are Larry Pereira, Nick Falk, Tyson Hodgins, Ace Lighting, Chad Schlumblom, and Jesse Klein Hesselink, as they're gathered around that pool table with their trophies at the corner pocket in Sioux City on Thursday. The team won 13 matches in Las Vegas to take home the 2022 VNEA World Championship. Last story on the front page, state announces new water quality funds. Officials call the $5 million unprecedented. It's by Aaron Murphy and Dateline Des Moines. Iowa water quality projects and programs will receive $5 million in federal funding over 5 years as part of new resources announced Friday by state and federal officials. The funding from the federal infrastructure bill that was passed by Congress in November 2021 is being dedicated to 12 states involved with a federal task force that is designed to reduce pollutants that flow from the Mississippi River to the Gulf of Mexico, killing sea and plant life in a dead zone there. The funding was announced at a joint news conference with Iowa Secretary of Agriculture Mike Naig and representatives from the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency. State and federal officials called the new federal funding for water quality, quote-unquote, unprecedented. NEG said the funding will help scale up existing programs designed to reduce pollutants in Iowa's waterways and will help fund the creation of more wetlands, which meet the same goal. Quote, one of the key topics for discussion in the task force is around funding. You can have a strategy, you can have a plan in your states, but do you have the resources that you need to implement? End quote, NEG said during the news conference. Continuing his quote, so the funding being announced Friday is critically important to helping states accelerate the adoption of conservation practices in their priority watersheds, end quote. Scientists at Iowa State University in 2008 created the Iowa Nutrient Reduction Strategy, an action plan designed to provide guidance for how the state can reduce the amount of nitrogen and phosphorus pollutants in its waterways. Iowa is one of the 12 states involved with the Federal Mississippi River/Gulf of Mexico Hypoxia Task Force, and NEG is a co-chair and the task force's top state-level representative. The federal task force's other co-chair, EPA Assistant Administrator for Office of Water, Rajika Fox, also spoke at Friday's news conference. Fox said she believes the new funding will, quote-unquote, supercharge efforts to accomplish the task force's goal of reducing nutrients in the Mississippi River by 20% by 2025. In an investigative report called Treading Water, the Gazette wrote in 2018 that the task force originally set a goal of cutting nitrate and phosphorus pollution by 45% by 2015, but then pushed the goal back by 20 years. Despite millions being spent by the states on water quality efforts, the Gazette investigation found the average size of the dead zone still was about three times larger than what the task force had set as its original goal. The report found efforts by the states to reduce pollution were unfocused and underfunded. Quote, I think what's incredible about these resources is that we're going to be able to invest in conservation practices that help our farmers thrive, their businesses thrive, while protecting water quality, end quote, Fox said Friday. Continuing her quote, it's just an incredible moment, and I just can't wait to see the work that is going to unfold over the next 5 years because of these resources. Moving now to page A2 for local stories. Arrests made in Thursday night murder in Sioux City. This is by Earl Horlick in Dateline Sioux City. A woman was charged with second-degree murder in the gunshot death of a Sioux City man. At around 9 p.m. Thursday, Sioux City police responded to a shooting that occurred at the residence near downtown. The man was transported to Mercy One Siouxland, where he died a short time later. Katrina L. Barnes, 32, of Sioux City, was charged with second-degree murder, possession of a controlled substance, and possession with intent to deliver a controlled substance. While conducting a search of the residence, investigators determined that Barnes and the victim had been arguing during the day. The victim left. He later returned, pounding on the front door. Detectives say Barnes allegedly shot through the front door, striking the victim. A second woman, Jordan R. Easton, 25 years old, of Sioux City, was also arrested on charges as an accessory after the fact. The name of the victim is not being released pending notification of his family. This investigation is ongoing, Sergeant Jeremy McClure said in a statement released Friday morning. And on a happier note, there's a nice inset picture on page A2 of Leeds community members walking in the Leeds Day Parade. This happened last night. Leeds community members walk in the Leeds Day Parade on Friday in Sioux City. Tractors, sports cars, fire trucks, and other vehicles made their way down Floyd Boulevard, tossing candy and waving from the windows.